There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We're now going to move on to talking to the author of Rook, Anthony McGowan, who is with us on the show. Hello, Anthony, how are you?
Hello, I'm fine, thank you.
Thank you so much for sparing the time to chat to us today. We're going to keep it very brief because we've got a few questions and not much time. Congratulations on being shortlisted for the Carnegie Award. I've got a couple of questions about Rook, but while we're talking about the award itself, what was the reaction to being shortlisted?
Well, it was ecstasy, of course. Certainly it's for most British writers, it's the ultimate accolade. It's one we all really, really want. So I was so delighted. I've been longlisted before and nominated a few times, but I've never been shortlisted. So it was utter joy, was my feeling.
I'm going to ask you, if you had to choose a winner other than your own book, who would you root for?
Well, that is really tough. I think that After the Fire by Will Hill is absolutely superb. I think it's a brilliant book. But I think a lot of us strongly suspect that that The Hate U Give is going to be the one that's very hard to beat this year. I think that, you know, it's a wonderful book, and B, it's the right book for all kinds of reasons. So I think I'd be astonished if that didn't end up winning. But, you know, the truth is that all the books on the shortlist are really strong, and whichever one wins, no one's going to think, oh, well, that shouldn't have won it. They're all great books. But my personal favourite, I think, is After the Fire, but the one I think is probably going to win is The Hate U Give.
You've answered this for the Carnegie Award website, but would you mind telling your Dubai readers what inspired Rook?
Okay, well, it's a story about two brothers living in a small town in Yorkshire, and the younger one is kind of cares for the older one. And what inspired me, I suppose, was the place. It's based very closely on the small town stroke large village where I was brought up. I've never really written, I've written a little trilogy, The Rook is the third, but I hadn't written about that particular place before, so I tried to be as true to that small town as I possibly could. That was one big element, just trying to capture that place. Also, I suppose it's based on some of the people that I knew back then when I was growing up. But there's also, in all of the books in the little series, there's a strong animal theme that kind of runs through it, which has been a big obsession of mine. So all those things kind of came together in Rook.
There's another question I had as a mother of teenagers. What I particularly, and it's almost a side bit within the series, but you've got parents who behave absolutely appallingly, but rather than portray them as villains, you kind of show that they're just people doing their best. And I wondered if this was a deliberate decision or, you know, something about your attitude towards parenting.
Oh, blimey. Well, it's that's really hard to say. I mean, you know, I came from a very, very stable family. My parents are both lovely. I tried to be a good parent myself. But I suppose within a slightly tangential way to answering it, but if you're writing fiction for young people, you almost need to get the parents out of the way one way or the other. Because,
yes.
You know, the job of parents is to stop things happening to our children. You know, we're there to kind of protect them and to keep them safe. And so to add that element of risk and danger in the lives of young people, you've got to get rid of the parents. So their mother is entirely absent. Their father, at the beginning of the series, has got serious trouble. He can't cope with the situation, so he drinks too much. By the time of Rook, he's more back on the rails, the father.
Yeah.
There's some stability in the family. Also, I suppose the main point was to make Nicky, who's just a kid himself, a carer. So he looks after his older brother, who's got learning difficulties. So, again, I'm not sure I had a particular agenda with that. It was just, the requirements of fiction that have to...
Well, it's brilliantly done. It's one of the most convincing getting rid of parents I've read. So, well
Thank
done.
You for that.
I wondered if you could tell us a bit about the experience of writing for Barrington Stoke and how different it was writing a book, particularly for an audience with a higher interest and a lower reading ability.
Yes, it's a very good question, and it was for me transformative. I'd written half a dozen teenage novels before I started writing Barrington Stoke, and they tend to be quite demanding for teenage writing or for YA. That my style was quite extravagant and showy-offy, and the themes are often very complex. And writing for Barrington and Stoke, I had to really focus on what a story was really about, on the characters and the place and the story itself and the plot. So there's, you know, I had to cut away all of my colossally elaborate comic writing that I used to indulge in. And I think it, and I know that kind of core was always, I suppose, dyslexic young people or slightly wider reluctant readers. And so I just had to think, why does somebody want to read this story? And it probably isn't because of my extravagant metaphors. It's that you care about the characters. So I had to pare away a lot of that other material that I really enjoyed writing and just focus on that core. I think that almost everyone that's read my books thinks that, in fact, it simply made me a better writer. I stopped saying, look at me, and started saying, look at the story.
So are there more to come?
I've just finished the fourth in the trilogy. It's called Lark, which is definitely the last in this series, because it ends with the death, I suppose. So it's like, no. Spoiler alert. But it's a happy ending. I can't really tell
happy
you more
death.
Without giving it all away.
Well, I look forward to reading it.
But so it's I'm quite pleased with how it came out. So that's literally, I finished it on Thursday.
We're gonna have to leave it there, unfortunately. I wish we could talk to you for so much longer, Anthony, but thank you for joining us today. And we absolutely loved Rook, and best of luck on Monday.
Well, thank you very much.
Bye.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.